And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. Our DDD devotional diamond of the day for his glory. All right, I like that. For his glory. Also, we'll look at the proof of salvation. There's some of you out there that really need to hear that. The professor of retirement, our own Marty Schneider, going to join us live. Always a fun time when him and I talk about corned beef. And today's Facebook post, a little bit honest.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, prevailing, and listening. What? Did we just add one? Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oh no, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473, 866-K-PRAISE. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. Period. It's just not professional. There's just no professional anything. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience, here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break, but you win. Here comes SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump continues to speak out against North Korea's aggressive posturing with tough talk of his own. He says he won't tolerate belligerent behavior from North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un.
We are preparing for many different alternative events at North Korea. He has disrespected our country greatly. He has said things that are horrific. And with me, he's not getting away with it. He got away with it for a long time between him and his family. He's not getting away with it. It's a whole new ballgame.
Meanwhile, the president also escalated his feud with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell today, suggesting McConnell might have to think about stepping aside if he doesn't deliver on the president's agenda of health care, taxes, and infrastructure. Mr. Trump called McConnell's failure to pass an Obamacare repeal last month a disgrace. Officials are investigating bizarre reports of several U.S. diplomats in Cuba losing their hearing.
Reports first surfaced last fall when several diplomats began suffering unexplained hearing loss, some so bad they were forced to return to the U.S. for treatment. Officials now suspect they were subjected to some sort of secret sonic devices in their residences. It's still unclear whether the devices are weapons or have some other purpose, but the U.S. has responded by issuing a warning and expelling two Cuban diplomats from the U.S.
Wally Hines reporting the Canadian government is also reporting at least some of their diplomats in Cuba are being treated for the same thing. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards has declared a state of emergency for New Orleans, with the city's water pumping system malfunctioning and needing repairs as more rain is in the forecast. The governor's office said Thursday's declaration is a precautionary measure amid concerns that the malfunctioning pumps leave New Orleans more vulnerable to flooding. Heavy rain on Saturday led to flooding in many parts of New Orleans. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 205 points. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
Russell Wilson here with Play 60. United Way and the NFL are helping kids play at least 60 minutes a day.
Healthy kids!
To get involved, go to unitedway.org/play60.
Donate!
Are you guys going to do that every time?
Yes, of course!
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Several years ago, my sister Lucy asked me, "What's your favorite feeling?" Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Well, I thought about it for a little bit, and then I said, I think it's accomplishment. Sounds like a type A driven man, doesn't it? She smiled and nodded with these words. That is a good feeling, but I suggest it isn't the best. I said, okay, what's better? She said, relief. You know, I think she's right. Is there anything on this earth better than relief? The relief that comes when someone says to you, you're forgiven. Relief that comes from knowing you are right with God. That's what I want for every one of us. Knowing we're forgiven and feeling the relief.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
I am pure Burmese and strong in my own religion. I did not want to hear about Jesus, but Pastor Ruwat came and told me about him.
When Da Ai Tin first heard about Jesus, her reaction was, I will never believe your God and change my religion. But Pastor Ruwat continued to visit, sharing God's word and answering her questions. At first, she rejected the message, but after 1 year, her heart softened. And then one day, she clearly knew that what Pastor Ruwat had been telling her about Jesus and salvation was true. Now she is a believer in the living God. We at Whitefields Ministry support pastors so people can hear the gospel.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I'm not where I belong. Now I know the only way.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Should let you know a few different things. One, if you want to reach the show, David Spoon at KPRZ. com. That's a great way to go about it. Number two, I don't want you to forget the KPRZ Facebook page. Pretty important because we're creating a larger team of people gathering together as kind of like a Christian village or a Christian city. And we got authorization. We received it today. I'm not kidding you. At the big table, we had a big manager's meeting. And at the big table, We received permission to start giving away gifts. Got it today. Yay! So if you don't have the KPRZ app, you got to get it because that's how we're going to run these contests. But we have been authorized by the powers on high and the powers in the middle that will give us the opportunity to do a few contests, which will be us putting money into it. And that means you have the opportunity to get these things for free. So that's kind of nice. So we encourage you, KPRZ app, go to kprz.com, get more information, or go to Facebook and check out the KPRZ Facebook page. By the way, there's some cool, cool photos there from Godvine that you can kind of say, hey, cool. It's always inspirational. It's really good stuff. All right. The other thing I want to tell you is somebody was very gracious, received another rating on the book, which I thought was kind of nice. I really encourage if you've had a tough time, can't figure out why would God let me go through this, you know, level of drama or trauma, I encourage you to go to Church Disappointment, His Appointment. That's churchdisappointment.com or hisappointment.com, or go to Amazon and type in David Spoon, and that will pop up there. And I think it's a pretty decent read. It's no money. It's not a money issue. This is a had to get that out of me. I mean, I'm sure I'll write another book someday, but had to get that out of me, the experience of how I came to the Lord and my big disappointment in initially coming to the Lord afterwards. Because after I became a Christian, being Jewish, I thought, gee, everything will be fantastic. I'll never have another problem again. Boy, that wasn't true. All right, let's get into our DDD entitled For His Glory. For His Glory. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Again, I'm going to just a little bit different take on this passage in regards to what happened. At this time, a man named Lazarus was sick. He lived in Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. Now, I know you guys have heard this 100 times, but Mary, whose brother Lazarus was sick, was later to anoint the Lord with perfume and wipe his feet with her hair. So the sisters sent word to Jesus, "Lord, the one you love is sick." When Jesus heard this, he said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." So we've spent a lot of time in the last 5 years talking about Martha and Mary and Lazarus. One of our favorite portions in Luke has to do with whether you're a Martha or whether you're a Mary. That's all good. You know, some people are really, you know, honed into the got to serve everybody. Some people are more honed into sitting at the feet of Jesus. It's a good thing. And here, Mary, this is the perfumer, right? That's going to drop the perfume on Jesus. Here, they give a definition. They send something to Jesus saying, "Hey, you know, the one you love is sick." Now, that really defines the closeness of the relationship that Jesus had with Lazarus. I do want you to know that he uses his name, and as far as I can remember, if I'm wrong about this, I apologize, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. That's the only person that actually has their name used in a parable that way when it's somebody that was alive. Now, of course, we've talked before how the girls are get him better, kind of a hint of guilt, maybe demonstrated in the following statements that took place. But here's something Jesus said I want you to catch. He said, "This sickness does not end in death." Now, that death is the earthly buzzer. Yeah, everybody's going to, if the Lord tarries, everybody's going to have an earthly buzzer. Now, what's going to happen? Well, people that have been defiant before God are going to have to answer to God, whether they're struggling against sin or with just rejecting the gospel straight out, whether they're part of any kind of groupthink that is in opposition to God. It doesn't matter, because there's an earthly buzzer that's going to take place, but the earthly buzzer does not mean cessation. You understand? It doesn't mean you cease to exist. But Jesus said this really far out thing. He said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God." The sickness is not going to end in death. It's not really going to be the earthly buzzer that Lazarus is going to face God for judgment, because Jesus is going to bring him back. But he goes, "It is for the glory." Now, here's what I want you to get. This sickness ends in glory. This sickness ends in glory. The sickness itself is not the glory. It's just that this situation with this sickness will end in glory. The sickness, though, itself is not the glory. It is also Jesus can be honored. And look at what Jesus says. It's one of those things that you and I know we should know, but we forget. And Jesus, when he heard this, said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it is for the glory of God." He didn't say the sickness wouldn't be uncomfortable. He didn't say it would be pleasant. He didn't say it wasn't going to be a bummer. He didn't say it wasn't going to be tough. He wasn't saying anything about the process. He said, at the end, it's not going to be that way. When I am done with this, it's going to be marvelous in your eyes. In fact, when Jesus was done with this particular healing and it went into the Gospel of John, millions and millions of people have heard it. Millions. To the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. So what looks like just the traumatic end is not how the Lord is going to let it end. And when you're going through something and you think it's like dying, I'm just saying, just like Jesus said about Lazarus, it's not going to end the way you think it's going to end. Because when Jesus is done with it, it'll be for his glory. Is that going to apply to everybody? Nope. It's not going to apply to everybody. Some people will be in and some people won't. Some people will take the wide road. Some people will take the narrow path. Some people will be defiant. Doesn't matter. The Lord knows every nuance, everything that's going on. And when you acknowledge and receive and accept and humbly appreciate the testimony that God has given regarding his son, you put yourself in a position like Lazarus, who, by the way, was defined as one who loves him and one whom you love, then the end will be for glory and not for bad. The glory of God is going to come at the close of whatever it is you're going through, if you're a follower. If you acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of the living God, who died on that cross for your sins, was buried, and 3 days later rose again, if you acknowledge the testimony God gave regarding his son, then whatever it is will end in glory, for the glory of Jesus Christ. That is awesome. All right, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
It is true that salvation is free, but discipleship costs everything.
Billy Graham, talking about the persecution of Christians.
It is true that very few of us would volunteer to endure physical suffering, but this is precisely what Jesus promises, and he asks it of us. He asks that we commit ourselves to him without reservation, and that we be willing to pay whatever price it takes to follow him.
The price we pay to follow Jesus Christ is totally worth it. Why? Because Jesus' death and resurrection guarantee that we can live with God forever in heaven if we surrender to Christ.
I'm willing to follow him even to physical death if that's what he wants me to do. I do want to commit myself to him. I want to share in his glory that is yet to come.
Would you like to know more about God's glory and what it means for you? Great place to start would be this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help, from Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's degree in business management to a master's of science in business, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
This is Jerry Boyer for townhall.com. Over the past 6 weeks or so, there's been a steady drumbeat of impeachment talk from the elite press and the opposition party. As a result, daily Google searches on impeachment have spiked by 1,200%. London oddsmakers have raised the odds that Trump will not finish out his term by 21%. And the stock market? The 7 weeks after Trump was elected, markets exploded upward 8.3%. But in the same period of time after the impeachment push, it has gone up by only 1.5%. There is little doubt that the effort to keep impeachment on the table is hurting markets, which means it's hurting retirements, pensions, and college savings programs. If there were proof of wrongdoing, then of course justice counts more than money. But Americans should not be forced to endure even more economic stagnation for the sake of scoring higher ratings and political points by the Trump opposition. Simply put, The impeachment crusade is costing you money. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I do want to let you know, checking the weather.
Yeah.
Yep, got that checked. Traffic, very same. If this is a replay at night, looks kind of dark to me. Let's keep in mind, don't forget, KPRZ.com, the website. Gives you an opportunity to see the different events that are going on. Again, I do want to reiterate the Pastor's Appreciation Lunch, which I believe is online now or on the website now. Last year, we were full up, the highest attended one we had. So I'm telling you now, if you're planning on participating, move faster than slower. That would be my sincere encouragement. Okay? Okay. All right, cool. All right, we're going to get into something called proof of salvation. It always interests me because there are many people who believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and that he died on the cross, was buried, and 3 days later he rose again. And then as they go through their Christian journey, they you know, kind of feel like, maybe not. Maybe I believe, or maybe I believed, but I don't really believe. And so there's a questioning from time to time. And I have little doubt myself that Satan is at work. I mean, you have to keep in mind that Satan is at work in many things that take place on the earth, earthly philosophies that really separate people from truth. Happens all the time. You know, we talked a little bit in the last hour, previous hour, about pride. That's one of the big things that people are so arrogant. They think they deserve things because they're breathing. And it's like, that is not how these things work. And so the mentality of the world is, I deserve it. I've earned it because I'm alive. And it's like, wait. So that process of going contrary to God takes place in worldly philosophies. Some of those worldly philosophies are, if it feels good, do it. That, by the way, is not new. That is not even, oh, that's a Russian philosophy. Okay, but that's why it was talked about in Proverbs, because it's a Russian philosophy. Sure. Anyhow, just knowing Scripture tells you where these things, you know, really come from. And if you understand that there is systems in the world geared through Satan to pull people away from God, it shouldn't surprise any of us that Satan also works against believers to try and pull them away and to add doubt into their lives and to add, you know, tougher times into their lives. Why would that surprise anybody? That's one of the tactics the enemy uses, is to beat down or break down or hurt the people of God. John chapter 18, verse 36 through 38. Hopefully this will help bring a little bit of security. Jesus answered, "My kingdom is not of this world. If it were, my servants would fight to prevent my arrest by the Jews. But now my kingdom is not of this realm." "Then you are a king," Pilate said. "You say that I am a king," Jesus answered. "For this reason I was born and have come into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice." Wow. This is amazing stuff. You ever see a bumper sticker that says N-O-T-W? The N-O-T-W stands for not of this world. When Jesus said, "My kingdom is not of this world," that's what it's all about. You'll see that little logo. You'll see a cross in between. It's like N-O-T-W, not of this world. This is where it comes from. Been around as long, if not longer, than WWJD, same stuff. But what does the Bible teach in regards to truth? Well, the Bible teaches in regard to truth that God communicated his heart to people. He communicated his desire to people through Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21. That's a cool thing. Love it. Awesome. But Jesus said another thing that's kind of fascinating. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. My servants would fight to prevent my arrest, but now my kingdom is not of this realm. For those who are loving sci-fi, you should be loving this, because that word realm has a co-word to it called dimension. My kingdom is not of this dimension. Oh, wait, what? There's other dimensions? Better believe it. There's other dimensions. But here's where the comfort comes in. For this reason, Jesus said, I was born and have come into the world to testify to the truth. Well, how do you know if you're a Christian? Where's the proof of salvation? Jesus said, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. Have you ever heard the voice of Jesus? Do you continually hear as you're reading and as you're going through life the voice of Jesus? Is God constantly teaching you the truth through the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Word of God, through your prayer time and communion with the Father? Has the Lord communicated and connected to you? Because only people that belong to the truth can hear Jesus. Have you heard Jesus? Do you hear Jesus? Now, it's fair to say that we're talking about the Jesus of the New Testament of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, because there are false Jesuses, that's for sure. But what we have is God's record laid down. What's important about all that? The truth is important because it's God's declaration. There's some people that believe that the truth is in science. Some people believe the truth is in astrology. Some people believe the truth is in math. Some people believe the truth is, you know, only if you can see it. Some people, which of course doesn't explain oxygen, but some people believe the truth is what they perceive it to be. But a Bible-believing, born-again, evangelical Christian believes that the truth is Jesus Christ and his truth is contained in the Word of God, and that Word is our message from God to us. We recognize that not everybody believes that. And again, we've said this before and we'll say it again. Sorry, God didn't choose you. Not my fault. But the reality check is that God did choose me and I'm happy about it. I'm not going to be sad. I'm blessed that the Lord said, hey, listen to this. And somewhere inside of me, he enabled me to say, I want more. That's just wonderful. I love it. I love it, love it, love it. There's a lot of people that operate in lies, and they deceive each other, and they deceive other people, and they do all these kinds of things, just easy as can be. Satan is the father of lies. Just look at John chapter 8. It's not that complex. When you have lies coming from public figures or lies coming from governments, lies taking place, all this, well, if Satan's the father of lies, I think you get the idea where that stuff's coming from. But when you're dealing with people and they lie, it's like, yep, same thing. If they're making stuff up or, you know, doing things like that, it's like, yep, that's somehow that's satanically connected because Satan is the father of lies. And that then tells you where their source is, gives you an idea of what's going on. But listen, if you belong to the truth, that tells you all of it. If you hear Jesus, man, you can't hear Jesus unless you're in. You can't. But you have. And you do, and you're in. Don't let the enemy make it harder than it is, okay? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then we'll come back with our guest. Don't go anywhere.
In my heart, there are tears.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of White Fields Ministry. Since 1953, White Fields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to White Fields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins shared his thoughts on the importance of teaching boys to be protected.
I still believe in the idea that men should protect women. Doesn't say women can't protect themselves. I know some very capable women. But I think as a culture and as a whole, we should be teaching our boys to do just that. And I think that is why you see men like that going into our nation's military. And predominantly, you can look at this. And this is statistics, that you see more members of the military coming from conservative areas of the country, and they're disproportionately, they have a faith background. And I believe it goes to what Jesus said over in John. Greater love hath no man than to lay down his life for his friends. And that's a part of teaching that protective instinct.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
If I were a busy rich, idle man, I'd build a...
Welcome back! Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Quick reminder, if you want to reach the show, davidspoon at kprz.com. If you don't know what email is, okay. Now, you know what email is. I'm not even going to say that. On the phone with us, the legend of legends. When you have a legend of a legend, then it makes him really a legend. Our very own Marty Schneider. You can reach Marty, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526. That's 1-800-727-PLAN or theretirementprofessor.com, where his website will tell you almost everything you need to know, at least certainly just to meet with him. Hi, Marty. How you doing, brother?
Hey, David. I'm doing pretty good. Pretty wild week here. You know, all the, you know, North Korea talk has rattled things up in the investment markets quite a bit. So that's been an interesting week. In fact, this was the first time, David, since April, that we had three consecutive days where all three of the major stock market indexes here, the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P, have gone down three straight days consecutively. So all of that is the saber rattling with North Korea that has influenced the markets that way.
All right, let me ask you this question because I've never asked you this before, which is pretty good considering we've been together for years and doing, 10 minutes a week for quite some time.
Yes.
What effect does rumor of war and then war have on economy?
Well, rumor of war, which is kind of where we are right now, shakes nerves, makes people unsettled, and really reduces appetite for risk is what it does, particularly, David, with the large institutional money managers, mutual funds, pension plans, people that are managing, big chunks of money. They just kind of, it just makes them nervous because of the potential implications of that. And so that's what we're seeing right now. It's not been a dramatic kind of, drop back or market correction. It's just been kind of given back some of the gains. We're still over, I think, 21,000 on the Dow. So it's not like we've taken this major hit. But it just shows you the nervousness of investors. Now, if it, Lord forbid, if it actually came to, where we're dropping bombs on each other, gosh, I hope it doesn't go that way. But that would be a very different story. And then I think you would see a dramatic stock market reaction to that. And it would be forceful, dramatic, and perhaps life-changing.
If we have a confrontation with North Korea and we are, the word I'm looking for is we are the immediate victor, does that change it, or any confrontation regardless would still affect our lives in the lifestyle dollar wise?
Yeah, boy, good question. Now I'm kind of putting myself into the position where I'm projecting what I think would happen is if it was a swift, kind of quick, military operation was over relatively quickly and there wasn't dramatic loss of life, those kinds of things were contained, I think you'd find a market that would recover fairly quickly from that. I think the bigger concern would be, if the conflict were expanding and if it, again, God forbid, got nuclear and all of a sudden, we're not talking about hundreds of lives, but tens of thousands of lives at risk, particularly in South Korea, which is vulnerable. So if it went that way and all of a sudden nukes were flying into South Korea from North Korea, that would be a devastating, reaction. Not just from the investment market standpoint, but just geopolitically would be devastating.
So really, it would be globally, financially, a disaster all over the place.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If nukes were flying, it absolutely would, because then you get into, you're bordering right up to, to China there, and they have skin in the game, and we've been kind of unsettled with them for a while now. So it just has the potential, if it went the wrong way and the wrong attitudes were taken, it has the potential to become, something much more dramatic than just a conflict between North Korea and the United States. And I honestly, David, I can't see it just being that, because we have allies that would come to our defense, and if North Korea struck an ally, we would come to the defense of other, other nations if they were allied nations. So I hate to even go there, because my prayer is that that we figure out an alternative to actual war here. What's your instinct on this, David? I'm curious. What do you think?
Here's where I can't figure it out, and then maybe you can help me understand this. After World War II, I'm not for war, so let's just make that. I'm not saying that, but I'm talking about historically. Economically, after that was settled and there was victory, there was a tremendous amount of industry push and a tremendous amount of growth. I mean, it really, even though we got into some other conflicts, they were not nearly, I think, to the level that World War II was. And you had a dramatic amount of more people born because of people coming back and reuniting. And it did a surge. Now, I don't think that we're in a place that would happen the same way because of how advanced the technology is on the weapons.
Yeah.
So I think therein lies that difference. This is not like a war where there's, a million people here and 500,000 people here and they're using, machine guns. This is
right.
big
right.
stuff that blows out buildings, kills everything but, you know, but cockroaches. I mean, it's just like, it's like, wow.
Right.
And I would think, actually, to be super honest, I thought the market would be more rattled because the position of not being sure about where Donald Trump would or wouldn't be, and he's, you know, he's already, you know, shown he'll send missiles, and I thought that everybody would go, blah, you know, freak out, and I thought there was going to be kind of a reaction to that already, but I'm actually kind of surprised it's just been mild compared to what I was anticipating.
You know, good point, David. I hear you on that one, and I tend to agree. You know, I think the other side to that is that, you know, there's a fairly large percentage of the population, I don't know what the number is, that are saying, you know, right on, it's about time somebody, you know, stood up to their nonsense, and, you know, because they're constantly threatening us and, you know, going to blow us up, and, you know, and so there was his response to that was fairly strong. On the other hand, I think at this point it's just, you know, kind of a ego on ego. You've got the North Korean ego against Trump ego, and you know, I think they're both pretty off the cuff kind of comments that he makes. I don't know if they were strategically laid down, but now that they're out there, it seems like it's sort of taken on a bit of a life of its own, where people are kind of liking, there's a segment that likes the tough talk, you know, that says, hey, we're not just going to surround and have you threaten us all day long. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know to what degree the words translate into an opportunity here for everybody to say, gosh, you know, gosh, we really have to figure this out. But I don't see the North Korean leader backing down on his desire to build nukes. I mean, nobody seems to be able to rein that guy in, right?
Yeah, no, he's definitely wild and kind of, I mean, if you're looking for off the chart, he's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that to me is a problem. But from an investment point of view, Marty, then what do you, I mean, somebody calls you up and they go, you know, Marty, I got a portfolio.
Yeah.
What am I looking at? I mean, what do you do? I mean, I know you, from your point of view, you're going to calm them down in the Lord first and foremost. But what do you tell? I mean, where does that go?
Well, you know, my reaction would be if you're really concerned about this, then we need to make some decisions about your current investment portfolio, where we park it in out-of-risk kinds of investments. And, of course, the trade-off there is you're not going to get, you know, if we put it in cash, money markets, you know, bank type of accounts where it's going to be protected from a principal standpoint, but it's not going to make any interest. And some people may go for that, where we're just parking it in safer places and see where this goes and ride out the storm kind of thing. You know, this is, again, David, where so much of this would be, what kind of an account are we talking about? Is it a retirement account? What's your age? When do you think you're going to need these dollars? Do you have 20 years or do you have, you know, 2 years? That would impact my suggestion on what they would either do or not do with those kinds of funds. So it's not that I have one pat answer for everybody. It just is circumstantially based. And I wanted to tip a cap to you because I had a gentleman today, David, in my office. He's a loyal listener of yours, you know, loves your show, catches you every day. And he came in to see me today, and he's just a sweet soul, and he's a guy that's had a rough part of his early life. He's mid-50s now. He's not where he wants to be financially because he's come through some pretty serious challenges along the way, made some mistakes, and now he's walking in faith, and he's a different guy. And he was discouraged coming in because he was a little embarrassed. You know, I haven't done, you know, I'm not where I should be at this age kind of thing. And I was so delighted that he came in because, you know, he's somebody that I could really help. And he was so grateful to have the chance to visit. And I just so appreciated him. And his appreciation for you is remarkable.
Yeah, that's awesome, Marty. That's,
yeah.
Okay, so you don't owe me a pastrami sandwich. I still feel you do, but I'll just say you don't on the air so that everybody can know. That's very, very kind. And I, you know, reach out to that individual and say, the Lord knows right where you're at and wants you where, I mean, it's all good. And,
yeah.
And I think it's great that he took this step to talk to you. So, I mean, you're a great person to talk to about things like this.
It was so fun, and it was such a, you know, it was such a blessing for me because, you know, we got to talk about, hey, look, the enemy would love to keep you guilty and shamed and embarrassed, But that's not what the Spirit of God wants here. And so for you, for him to kind of step past that and step out in faith and say, all right, I'm going to do something about this now. It was just, I was just inspired by the guy, and it made my day, really.
Awesome. You are so great. I love talking to you. All right, folks, 1-800-727-PLAN, 1-800-727-7526. Please keep in mind, you don't have to be some fat cat to go see Marty. You just need help, wisdom, insight. Get in touch with him. Go to theretirementprofessor.com. Set up a time to get together. It doesn't cost for you and him to meet, and it's worth it. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, David. Enjoyed it, and I'll catch you next week. Thanks so much.
You got it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Wouldn't have to work hard.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
All right, it's David James. My friend, Sue Freeze, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electrogun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood, and you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Look out. Is this another real estate bubble? Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. The answer? I don't know. No one really knows. But here's what we do know. Home prices go up and home prices go down. We also know that right now, home prices are way up. This could be a great time to cash in and get top dollar for your home. If you're considering selling and want to know what your home is really worth, call me now. There's no cost or obligation. I'll come out and give you a real home pricing evaluation. You don't have to hire me. Just give me a chance to earn your business. Or maybe you know someone considering a move. Send them my way. I'm a brother in Christ, and I always donate to ministry at closing on behalf of my K-Praise clients. Call me now at 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just go to thinksam.com, thinksam.com.
We have more control than we think we do, but our lifestyle tends to get in the way.
Here's a quick financial tip from Chris Hogan on Focus on the Family Minute.
You all know the fancy coffee shops, right? You can't get out of there for less than $5, right? But if you can control that, and instead of going 5 days a week, let's say you only go 2 days a week, and re-divert the other 3 days of that money you would have spent now toward retirement savings or just saving. That little step is a step in the right direction. And now we start to look at eating out, right? You start to look at your travel, you little things. So I want people to take action quickly. But the best way to do that is to tap into what is it you want to do? What's God's call on your life? Do you feel like you need to be doing more mission work? Or do you need to spend more time with family? Or what is that? But I think tapping into that is the why people are willing to do what they need to do.
Identify why you want to save and hear more advice from Chris at FamilyMinute.org.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. A great interview with Marty. I love talking to Marty. Just a great guy. And if you are ever in that spot where you're thinking, you know, I don't make enough money to talk to somebody like that, you would be amazed how many people Marty has helped over the years. I think he's one of the few people I might be able to say this about him. He's been around longer than the station. The station came about. It wasn't a Salem station. Marty was on it. He's just been around for forever and a day. And he's just got that great way about him. And I do want to say to anybody that's out there that, you know, the position you're in, it's like, look it, you, there's no way for you to look up and say to God, I should have been, you know, $10,000 richer, $50,000, $100,000, because that is you comparing you to others. And the Bible says those that compare themselves by themselves or by others like themselves are not wise. You just got to be careful, because the Lord is not failing at how he brings people through. I used to have a conversation with my brother where he said to me, because he's back into ministry after being out for quite some time, and he's like, well, you know, I feel like I lost those years. And I said to him, I said, but on the other hand, I said, does it feel like you're getting more in these few years than you've ever lost before? He goes, yeah. He goes, that's kind of what's going on. It's like amazing. Well, the reason is because God can redeem the time the way that he redeems everything else. And on top of that, so that's theology number one. And on top of that, that you might be exactly financially where the Lord wants for his reasons. We talked about this yesterday. You and I don't know everything. We don't know all the reasons. But we trust that God knows the route that we need to take. And oh, by the way, that was the other thing we talked about. Those years that he thought were wasted could have been the very years God had to pour into him so he could appreciate and do ministry the way he was supposed to. Aha! Aha! Thank you. All right, let's do this. This is a Facebook from a couple of days ago. It's called A Little Bit Honest. So I asked a question, and after I asked the question, I listed three things. You'll understand it when I say it, and then I kind of asked for people's responses. It comes out of 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18. It says this, verse 16, rejoice always. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Verse 18, in everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So what I did was I listed on the Facebook post verse 16, and I put for me, verse 16, I put hard, verse 17, harder, and verse 18, hardest. And then the question at the bottom was, is it the same for you or for different? So I'll list these three again, and just think in your own mind. You don't have to answer, but just think real quickly. What is hard, what is harder, and what is hardest? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, or in everything give thanks. Which one of those is hard? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. Which of those is the hardest? Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. And then where? So you look at that tag, and you see, for me, rejoice always, I rejoice more than I give thanks in circumstances. I do a lot of praying. I mean, I'm a pray guy, and a lot of Bible reading. But you know, hardest for sure is me giving thanks in every circumstance. I get in the middle of a circumstance, I stop losing objectivity. Pretty close into it, so I think people understand why I talk about it a lot. And then I'm like, oh, I got to change this. I mean, I'm constantly having to repent for that. Rejoice always. I'm pretty happy whenever the Lord has any kind of touch. Marty just sharing that story blessed me. Somebody sent me a wonderful email last night. Blessed me. And those things, I rejoice in those things and love those things, and I get them a lot, and that's just like a super, super cool blessing. Pray without ceasing, though, is something that is more of a discipline for me. So for you, which one is it? Is rejoice always hardest? Is pray without ceasing hardest? Is everything give thanks? Now, the reason I asked that was not to put you on the spot, not to make you feel guilty, not to make it seem weird. The reason that I asked you that is so that you can figure out which one of these is the hardest and work on that. So, oh, yeah, so you thought this was no homework. Oh, sorry. So if you can work on it. So if you know your rejoicing is not very good, okay, well, let's work on that. If you know you're not doing a pretty good job of praying, maybe you do the dribble prayers and the 5-second prayer and don't spend much time with the Lord. Well, okay, then you can work on that. And everything give thanks, which is mine. You know, you can work on that. You want to work on all these, but which one do you need to maybe put a little more effort into? That's all I'm asking. And that's why I put a little bit of honest. You can't tell me. I don't know. but you know for you, and you know between you and the Lord. That's kind of what's cool about that whole process. Okay, fantastic. All right, got some cool things coming up in the next couple of weeks. Lee Strobel is going to be on the show in a couple of weeks. Looking forward to that. We're done for today. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a 22-hour break, then we'll be back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Here's Dr. Robert Jeffress with today's Pathway Minute.
Every Sunday, thousands of people come to this place. And you say, how are you doing? Most of them say, fine, fine. That's the common response, fine. But many of them aren't doing fine at all. They feel beaten up and battered and discouraged. They come here looking for hope. I really want to encourage us to make this a place where people can receive the encouragement that they need, where they can regain that fire in their bones. I want you to make it a habit to greet strangers that you see, but also encourage people that you run into. If you know them, say an encouraging word to them. That's the power of a positive word.
You're listening to Dr. Robert Jeffress, Bible teacher on Pathway to Victory. For information and helpful resources, go to ptv.org.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it, and you can hear it repeatedly without feeling anything. But when we introduce a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural or inborn response from you. Save the food, because 40% of all food in the US never gets eaten. Save the food. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit SaveTheFood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.
AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.